if leadership comes naturally to you, then you naturally can get yourself in a situation where you are doing everything. Before you accept another flattering invitation to step up, take a step back. I serve on a couple of national boards at the University of Florida, and one of my observations from this experience has been that there's all different types of board members. Some are very active and take the lead on initiatives, which require a lot of volunteer time, while others stroke big checks and you hardly ever see them physically participating. Then some board members seem to be there just to lend their name or strategic advice, but keep some distance on being too involved unless someone specifically asks them to step up. As an entrepreneur, I find myself more in the category of board members who are always actively leading and taking on a lot of the work. It's fulfilling in many ways because by doing, you feel a sense of accomplishment and you also receive a lot of recognition and praise. But there is a danger in always taking the leading role, whether it's on a volunteer board or within your own company or at home with your family. When you are always the leader, you are not training up anyone else on how to lead, which means the brunt of the work will always be in your court. The pitch challenge today: take a step back so someone else can take a step up. At home, this might mean don't make dinner every night or stop cleaning the kitchen. You can't possibly be the only one in the house who knows how to cook or clean. Ask someone else to do it and don't swoop in and do it if it's not being done to your expectations. This is how you lead up. Build confidence in others by not doing the job for them. Same applies at work. Delegate and let it go. You cannot possibly be the only person who knows how to run a meeting or organize an event. Assign it to someone else and let that person learn by doing. No one learns by you doing things for them. On one of the boards I serve on at UF, I'm in a leadership role on a committee because of the great work I've been doing. For the past year, I've been trying to lead by example, by doing more, but it's resulted in me being asked to take on even more responsibilities. While it's flattering to be the go-to person, it can also be overwhelming and limiting to everyone involved. Good leaders know they are not the only ones who can lead, and in order for others to step up, you have to step back and give them the opportunity to shine too. Making room for others to lead is the secret ingredient to growth in any organization or family dynamic. You don't have to do it all, but you won't realize that until you give someone else a chance.